Zimbabwe.
A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm your host, Jonga Kandemirin.
And I'm Gibbs Dewey in Washington.
Once again, welcome to the Diaspora Forum. We are coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are focusing on the economic measures announced by President Emmerson Mnangagwa over the weekend, and calls for a diaspora vote, which are growing louder as the country heads towards the 2023 general elections.
Unfortunately, Muriye Zimbabwe, tonight's program is pre-recorded, so you will not be able to call in. However, we are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. For our YouTube fanatics, we are live on YouTube. Our official page is VOA Zimbabwe. We are also live on our three web pages, voaindebele.com, voazimbabwe.com, and voashona.com. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comment section, and we'll be reading them live on air.
As usual, we start our program with an update on the COVID statistics. The Ministry of Health announced yesterday that two people died of COVID-19, while 106 new cases were recorded nationwide. Health experts are warning that the pandemic may come back stronger during the winter period and are reminding the public to observe World Health Organization preventive measures.
As mentioned earlier, we are going to look at economic measures to restore confidence, preserve value, and restore macroeconomic stability announced by President Emmerson Mnangagwa on May 7, 2022. Retailers were also allowed to use the willing buyer, willing seller interbank rate to benchmark their pricing, but with a maximum allowable variant of 10%.
This at a time the government is calling on Zimbabweans in the diaspora to invest back home. Will these measures bring back the confidence diasporas need to invest in Zimbabwe? Let's talk about it.
Yes, Hongu Wadio Watereri Newatariri Nasi Uri Musue Chitatu. 11 May, 2022. Tirikukurukura pano pachirongwa chedu cheDiaspora Live Talk Diaspora Forum chatotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika pamwe chete nevari munyika. Nhasi tiri kutarisa matano akaziviswa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa ekuedza kudzikamisa nyaya dzeupfumi muZimbabwe. Akasiyana siyana matano iwayo anenge asimudzawo zvakare mutauro. Rimwe rematanho iwayo nderekurambidza vemabhanga kunge vachikweretesa mari. Pamusoro pezvo vezvitoro vari kunzi vange vachitara mitengo yavo vachishandisa mari dzekumabhanga. Ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika izvo. Mari dzekumabhanga dziri kutaurwa ndedziye dzinenge dziri mari dzinenge dzichishandiswa kutengesa mari yekuAmerica zuva iroro. Pamusoro pezvo tichatarisa nyaya yediaspora vote, chinove chichemo chiri kunyanyoitwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chekuti dai tabvumidzwa kuvhota tiri munyika dzatiri dzakasiyana-siyana. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura. Panyaya yeCOVID-19 nezuro kunonzi kwakafa vanhu vaviri, vamwe vanokwana kuita 164 nevana 164 vakawanikwa vaine denda iri. Zvinenge zviri kuratidza kuti denda reCOVID-19 rinenge rave kudzoka. Nyanzvi dzeutano dziri kukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vange vachiteera matano ekudzivirira kupararira kweCOVID-19 akakurudzirwa neWHO pamwe chete nebazi rezveutano muZimbabwe. Ndo nyaya yatiri kukurukura, Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke konongo kwetulwa ngoJonga Kandemiri esi kukhangelayo namhlanje sikhangela konongo ke okwetulwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngempela viki kuthi abantu ke kumbe ngithi amabhanga akusamelanga aboleka abantu imali njalo aboleke lamakampani imali ngoba uthi lokhu yikho kwenza kudeke kakhulu isisindo sedola leZimbabwe. Njalo nokuthi-ke nxa abantu faka intengo yabo akumelanga beyifake ngendlela engayisiyo, kumele beyifake sibili kuhambelana le ntengo yayinaleyo imali ethengiswa-ke emkambo kweleZimbabwe. Balakho ukuthi bangafaka nje ukuncane nje phezulu kwenza ukuthi nxa ingakhukhudeka idola leZimbabwe kungaba neno. Ye siyabona ukuthi ke kulungiselwa lokuketho kathesi. Uketho ka 2023. Abantu abaningi abahlala emazweni bathi phela labo sokumele ukuthi bavele ilungelo lokuvota. So bathi khona ukuthi bangavoti ikungani babisela emuva. So ke sizeza ukuthi lithini ngakho konke lokho kwezethu isipokeni siya phambili siza ukuthi singakubeka kanjani. Okunye njalo esikukhangelayo ke ngamafishane khona manje i-COVID-19. Sizibe ukuthi uTizolo ibulela abantu ababili kuphela. Kwele Zimbabwe. So ke kodwa ke bayakhuluma abantu bethi kumele phela abantu beqapheke ngoba umkhuhlane lo uyatshazi lokuzima. Njengoba sokungene kathesi ke isikhathi somqando kumele abantu belimuke belandele khonokho ofiswa i-World Health Organization lapho sikhuluma nge-WHO. Kuzobuya ke njengoba sijilo khona manje ukuthi sizokukhangelayo kakhulu. Khonokho okuhlupha abantu ukuthi kambe intengo yempahla ibangayimisa njani. Njalo laba bahlala ku-diaspora nxa ukuthi sikhuluma nge-willing buyer, willing seller, amadola, ku-interbank rate, kambe kuhamba njani njengoba sizwile-ke ukuthi phela la mabhanga kasabolekisa imali. Uhulumente uthi khonokho kumele kuvinjwe sibili. So singazi-ke ukuthi likubona njani, sicela ukuthi lingene khonapha kuhlelo, sixoxeni ngakho lokhu nokunye siya phambili.
Yes, Gibbs, thank you so much. We now have our first guest, that's Chief Nhlanhla Ndiweni. Welcome to our show, Chief Ndiweni.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you very much for this very short impromptu invitation.
I'm happy to see you again.
Yes,
so it's wonderful.
Thank you.
So Ndiweni, when you look at some of these issues, like what is happening in Zimbabwe. There's this issue concerning banks being told not to lend money to Zimbabweans. Let me say, to individuals and companies. What's your take on that?
My take, Baba Dube, is very, very simple. You know, sometimes we make life so complicated, needlessly so complicated. Right now, the current government is doing somersault after somersault after somersault. This current situation of the bond was rejected before it came in. We did not want it precisely because of what is happening. We looked at it, we said, Government of Zimbabwe, you have tried this same game not once, not twice, but this is the third time you are trying it again. That is why we rejected it out of hand, to say it will eventually come down to this. It will eventually come down to a person having to carry a brick of money to go and buy a loaf of bread. So all of this that the president said of late is completely futile. It will not work. You cannot control the market so closely. The market is a free, free animal. It will always flow just like water. Water will find its own route to flow down a mountain. You can't stop it. For us, I think the only solution, if the government is serious, they must get rid of the bond, get rid of the Zim dollar, choose between the US dollar and the South African rand, and then people will begin to stabilize. Then things will begin to stabilize. All of these bits and pieces that the president brought in, Baba Dube, let me give you 1 month. We'll be talking about it again. And I give you another month on top of that, we'll be talking about it again. It is a futile gesture. The sooner the government of the day recognizes this, the better for everyone.
Yes, so I think I sent to Mama who very much civilly.
Ngesintu baba Dube ngithi ngilalelile sibili umongameli wakhuluma ngendlela zakhe ukuthi imali injani, uthi ingcebethu yethu injani, uthi ufisa ukuthi abantu baphile kanjani, basebenzise imali ngokuhlonipha. Konke lokhu sikuzwile, kodwa mahlaba ezulu inkulumo leyo sesiyiphinda. Sizwile emuva sathi yebo ke siyibonile. Yaphinda futhi sathi hawu manje nansi indaba futhi iyangena. silibele nansi yachutsha futhi khawu isiphenduka futhi thina abanye sasithe khulumende yekela ibond note yekela izim dollar lahla ekhatshana lahla khatshana ngoba isizathu esisilethayo yilesi nxa ilizwe lifisa ukuthi libe le mali kumele lithengise ukuthi liyathengisa isipikili kumbe isipenete emazweni amanye xa ilizwe leli lingathengisi isipikili nesipenete kwamanye amazwe awungeke kube le mali ebiza ilizwe leliya khathesi thina silele phansi intuthu ziyathunqa laphana ku-industry side kuthule zwi silalela nje inkonzo sezigcwele laphana inkonzo sezigcwele kuma-factory yikho ke hathi ngokudelela kodwa sikhuluma ngenhlonipho sikhuluma ngokwazi ukuthi into le ivele yayizaphehla ngendlela le kimi ngabe ngicebisa abantu benkosi ukuthi hhayi sibili lingayivambi kakhulu ibond zimdola nxa kule ndlela nje ukuthi lizigcinele ama-usa kumbe ama-rand kungcono ngoba kuzafika ilanga usuku uhulumente uzamemeza ukuthi into le sesiyilahlile wena ule bhokisi eligcwele imali le engasebenziwe
siyakuza kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana jonga
regaitizwe kuti changamire vanogona here kudimura dimura neshona ipapa taura henyu
ikanya isishona siyamkhathaza
sinzima baba sinzimaauza kakhulu lingitshaye
lonke regaiti taure zvanga zvichitsanangurwa nachip ndiweni vari kutaura ivo kuti matanho iwaya matanho anoomesera veruzhinji nekuomesa zvakare danho reupfumi hwenyika nokuti tinodzokera paye pekuti munhu anotakura chidhinha chemari achienda kunotenga inowe nguva yakamhenge irimo muzimbabwe vari kutaura kuti kane kake chitatu it will be the third time nyaya iyoyi vachiedza kuiita kuti vange vachigadzirisa upfumi hwenyika asi huchipedzisira hwaenda kumavere kudarika zvahwanga huri nguva yose takanzwawo or we also heard the president saying that these measures will bring back confidence into the banking sector and or economic sector. We have Zimbabweans in the diaspora, Chief Ndiweni, who are willing to invest back home, and the government is calling on all Zimbabweans in the diaspora to invest home. What do you say about these measures at a time the government is inviting Zimbabweans in the diaspora to go back and invest?
Really, my take on that is that it is a good invitation. The government is looking at capital that is in the hands of the Zimbabweans all over the world, and it's sitting there. It runs into billions and billions and billions. It's a lot of money, and there's a lot of potential out there among Zimbabwean diaspora. Mm-hmm. But the issue here that we have is confidence. Whether you're looking at the American economy, Japanese economy, Chinese economy, the European Union economy, they all say one thing. If the people do not have confidence in your banking systems, they don't have confidence in your governance structures, they don't have confidence in your government, whatever you're trying to sell to them will not work. That is what we have in Zimbabwe currently now. Confidence is such a crucial thing in all of this. So that even when you speak to economists and bankers and financiers, they all say, if the market does not have confidence, you are talking to yourself. I'm afraid the president was talking to himself. He was talking to himself in a very lonely room indeed. Now is not the time for that. Because simply the confidence is not there. And to be very blunt, when you are coming up towards an election in any country, there's always instability. That is the time during a government cycle whereby there's reduced confidence in any government. And so I'm not talking about ZANU-PF government. I'm talking about all governments in the world. When you lead up to an election, it is incredibly unstable. There's no confidence. people do not want to come out into the open. They want to see what comes after the election.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Gibson, I'm trying to connect with Mr. Regis Vusango of ZANU-PF. I'm sure he is willing to respond to Chief Ndweni, but he may be having problems connecting with us. Let me just check with him and see.
And hopefully he's going to connect you. Meanwhile,
yes.
Let me pose a question to Babu Ndweni. So, kwa kwenye kusazagala Ndweni, wana ungati ukumele wezwe mbakanya kule shukula.
Lapha baba Dube into edingakalayo into elula sina sebesela ukuthi uhulumende wethu alalele abantu angaqinisi ikhanda hayi abantu balolwazi abantu bafundise abanye sebehambe umhlaba wonke impendulo balazo Dube abantu benkosi. Nxa abantu besithi lokhu uhulumende mina lalele ngoba ukuqinisa ikhanda lakhe kuyasingenisa phansi futhi emlindini akusikhuphi yinto engiyilethayo ukuthi khathesi sibe njalo kodwa okudlula konke khonokho nxa sikhuluma iqiniso uhulumende mele enze amalungiselelo njengoba sesikhangela umkhetho enze amalungiselelo abanzi anike abantu ama birth certificates anike abantu ama ID cards izek ivumela abantu ukuthi ba register alungise yonke imphicho kwenza ukuthi nxa umkhetho ufika sonke sesikwazi mhlophe ukuthi hayi abantu bakhethe lo bakhethe lo phelaphana bakhethe laphana yiyo into ezavula indlela ebanzi Dube. Thina nginje lapha ngumkheswa angilandaba ukuthi ngubani ongena laphandle into engivusa nsuku zonke ukuthi abantu benkosi babanjiwe babanjwe ukuthi bangakhulumi babanjwe ukuthi bangakhethi isifiso sabo into nje yodwa engivusayo ukuthi bakhetha bani angilankinga ngakho ngile nkinga yokuthi khulula abantu bakhethe abantu bafuna ukuthi bakhokhele.
Yes, Joga, so he's talking mainly on you know what should be done, you know. So he says the bottom line is to have people electing their own representatives. I think he has got a point there. So I don't know whether you've managed to get our second guest.
Yes, he said he's joining. He's wanted to use the Be Life. So he said he was logging in when I called. But let me just explain a little bit in Shona what Chief Ndweni just said. And Nanzwawa Shaura Kuti, Urumende Infananga Chiterera Wana, the government must listen to its people. And that Warkuona Iwo, Shiruguyi Kwa Zukupama Beti Nima ID, Shiruguyi Zakanaka, Chakatarisa Ninguwa Sarudzo Asi, Vano, Wanufanaka Kupiwa Mukana Kusarudza Munu Awanoda. People should have the choice to choose who they want. Wachitiwa, wane ine kutindiana pinda is not worried about who is going to be elected, but people should be free to choose who they like. I think that's what he said, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody had to ask, you know, Ndweni Wuti, what is your solution to such kind of thing, except maybe people just coming to choose their own leaders, what's the immediate solution to Keswa Junior in Davasinduna, you know, to Mrs. Dube in Gwanda, you know, to people in Zaravani, people in Totito and so forth. What's the immediate, you know, thing that can be done to relieve what they're facing, you know?
Immediate, right now, Baba Dube.
So now, so Kangelo Simili, in terms of challenges being faced by people, like now they cannot even get loans from the banks. You know, they cannot manage to make a living. So, when was when? You know, that kind of a thing.
The major thing, Baba Dube, is really within a matter of 4 weeks, the government should get rid of the bond and the Zimbabwe. The government should go and spend some time in Pretoria negotiating with South Africa and SADC to utilize their rand, and another group should be sent to Washington, D.C. to talk to the American government to see what understanding can be reached at about the use of the U.S. dollar. That will have immediate impact right down, straight down. It will pour water on this flame that is getting higher and higher and higher, so that it's a vicious circle where people just cannot make ends meet. It is difficult. So that is number one. It will give us the currency where we can peg everything against. Whether ulima, iskolo, ikliniki, isibhedlela, ngaphi ngaphi, all of those things will come in line. So that's the immediate thing that can be done straight away.
Yes, siyakuzwa sibili baba Dweni. Singacela nje ukuthi ufake isinto. Kona ukuthi kona ukubhekana ngalabantu kambe kungenziwani kathesi ukuthi kulungiswe into ezinje.
Lapho baba Dube siyabese ukuthi kulungiswe kathesi njengoba sesikhangela inkinga eziningi kakhulu. Into ilula sibili kakhulu. Ukuthi mhlawumbe sinikele uhulumende wethu inyanga uthi phakathi kwenyanga leyo ikhuphe abantu bahambe ePretoria kuhlalwe phansi lehulumende weSouth Africa balungise ukuthi irandi yabo singayisebenza kanjani eZimbabwe. Lakho kukhupha abanye abantu baye khonale eAmerica eWashington DC bakhulume nabama-Americans ngalo ukuthi i-USA singayisebenza kanjani. Lokhu kuzaba lula nxa sebelungise khonokhu. Bahle bayilahle ibond, bayilahle iZimbabwe dollar, ayisebenzi, asozisebenze kuze kudlule iminyaka eminingi kakhulu mahlabezulu. Eminingi. Umuntu othi izasebenza, hayi ukhuluma manje, uzisebenze iminyaka eminingi.
Yeah, go ahead, Chief, finish and then I'll throw my question.
Yiyo into engangenisa ukuthi abantu bathole impilo ngoba sihamba noma sisenza kanjani. Noma ufuna ukuqatha umfana oza uquma utshani lapha nelona egumeni lakho, kubulima, uqatha trader, awenelisi. Yiyo into esingathi ingaqalisa indima enkulu. Yebo baba.
Thank you so much, Chief. I wanted to ask a question on the country having its own currency. How best can the country maintain its own currency? Because if it goes to South Africa for the rand and comes to America for the U.S. dollar, those will be stopgap measures. We need a permanent solution.
A permanent solution for the Zimbabwe, the Republic of Zimbabwe, to have money, its own currency, is a very simple solution. We need to be very careful of how and very transparent and have accountability when it comes to our industrial sector. So we're looking at manufacturing base. That needs to come back online. We need to have a proper, strong agricultural base. That is, on the side of the international standards, our mining sector needs to come up. So all of those sectors, we are saying the government needs to back off, cut back a lot of the red tape brought in, be in sync with the international arena so that the farmer in Plumtree, the farmer in Chekutu, knows exactly how much his tomatoes are going to be sold for. And there must be no overarching industry or regulation that forces that farmer to sell to so-and-so, to sell to the JMB, to do this. Allow the free market to go. When you do that, that is when we will get our currency. And I'm thinking in terms of saying, if you bring in the rand and the U.S. dollar just now, give it another 5 years after this date, that is when we will be ready to have a viable currency that can stand on its own within SADC, stand on its own internationally, be strong enough, because we have something that we are selling to the world. So long as we are consuming, we cannot have our own currency.
Yes, Gibbs, before you chip in there, we are now joined by Mr. Regis Fusango Charumbira of ZANU-PF. But before we go to Mr. Charumbira, I just want to add on what Chief Ndiweni said on the issue of the government not interfering with who the farmer or where the farmer should or must sell his produce. We saw last week the GMB writing to farmers that They are given 14 days after harvest to sell their crops to GMB. And also, if a family wants to retain some maize or whatever, soybeans or wheat, the products that are GMB says are controlled, a farmer must have a written permission from GMB. What's your take on that, Chief Ndweni? 30 seconds before we go to Mr. Charumbira.
Yes. No, that is very, very backward thinking. That kind of thing used to be done in Europe in the 1940s, 1930s. It does not work. The GMB needs to have competition. We need to have, in Zimbabwe, five or six different GMBs, whereby they are competing for the business of that farmer, and the farmer should be released to do his farming business. That kind of thinking is backward, very backward indeed, and is always negative.
Thank you so much. Vacharumbira, togamuchirai kuchirongwa chedu. Manzwa shokora turi kurukura inyaya ye mitemo yakaiswa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa pamusoro pekuti nyika inge ichigadziridza upfumi hwenyika. Mitemo iyi inosanganisira nyaya yekuti vemabhanga havabvumidzwe kunge vachizokweretesa dzimari kungava kuhurumende, kumakambani kana kumunhuwo zvake. Tichiona nguva imwe chete vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kunzi uyai muinvesti kumusha, munoona mitemo iyoyo ichizopa here chivimbiso kana confidence kuvana veZimbabwe vari kunze kuti vanotanga mabhizinesi?
Thank you very much, Studio 7. Yes, I think there is a complex of ideas and for the move that the government is introduced through the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. And I don't think this change should impact those that want to invest back home or those that want to start their businesses in Zimbabwe. It's a temporary measure that has been placed by the government to avoid the depreciation of the dollar, also to maintain stability of our dollar. You know that the government decided to introduce a system whereby we phase out the US dollar and then use our Zimbabwean dollar and compete with other currencies. You know, our stock our Zimbabwe stock exchange which is our Wall Street in Victoria Falls, is trading on US dollars instead of trading on our Zim dollars. So this is a thrive to make sure that our country is recognized by its currency, which is the Zimbabwean dollar. And yes, I think I would say no. Zimbabweans shouldn't be afraid of investing back in their country because the investment is there. People are actually coming to invest, and the environment is still conducive enough for diasporans to invest back home. Again, this is a temporary measure that is going to be removed very soon once the stability is seen coming to pass.
Yes, yes, Mr. Vusangu. So maybe the problem here is we have two countries in one, where in Zimbabwe we have got some people that are using the bond. Then we've got a stock market which is located somewhere in Victoria Falls, which is trading in US dollars. So is the government not seeing that the bond is not working? Let's address that before we go any further. What's your response to that?
Well, I don't think it's about the bond not working. But as you know, that our country suffered inflation. All these things are being caused or they emanated from the sanctions that we placed on our country. When a country is placed on sanctions, it can only try to thrive those measures by introducing numerous systems. It's like a warfare. Sanctions are like a warfare, whereby a country is supposed to win that war, and you can use any sophisticated weapons. I remember during the war, they would try to investigate what the enemy has so that they bring the weapon that is equivalent or better than what the enemy has in order to win the war. So we, as a party, as an leading government, the government is trying by all means to see what best they can do in order to cover the hole that was dug on our behalf. Some of the dictators
that wanted regime change. So there is going to be measures. Definitely that will be introduced each time and again to make sure that we get the right, or we get to the core of the problem where we have to resolve our economy. Our economy can only thrive when sanctions are removed. But sanctions are not being removed. We have our own colleagues in the political arena who are actually keeping on to advocate for sanctions. So because of that, the government has to look for measures that they can use in order for the day-to-day lives of Zimbabweans to continue without much suffering. So, yes, I agree with the government that the bond note is a system that we are using, among its other systems, to make sure that there is trade happening between our own citizens in the country. And now that's why they are trying to make sure that the same dollar be reintroduced so that we can now trade outside. We can do our foreign trade, exportation, importation. We do it with the Zimbabwean dollar, so that this is the only way we can stabilize our currency. Because you see, people.
So on that some kind of vein, we are looking at you as Mr. Charumbira investing back home when banks are not even allowed to give you money, you know, to lend you some money to work on projects. So just in 30 seconds, is that workable too?
Well, as a temporary measure, it's workable, because even the government itself has been suspended from borrowing from the Reserve Bank, the private sector. So nobody is allowed to borrow. Borrowing is suspended. So there is no favoritism. The monetary sector of Zimbabwe, the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, they are trying to see, as we are talking right now, they are working to make sure that they get the best way possible for Zimbabweans, including the government itself, to continue with their borrowing. So borrowing is suspended for a reason. And for me, if I want to spend to invest in Zimbabwe, if I don't have my own cash to go and plow, you know, definitely I have to wait for the measure to be passed, so that, the measure to be removed, so that we can see what is the new terms that the Reserve Bank is going to introduce to the public also to the government.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vusago. Now we're joined by Mr. Tawanda Tsukura of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the program, sir. I think your mic... Yeah, okay. Now I can hear you. I saw you shaking your head in disbelief. Why?
Yes, I've never heard of anything like that, but let me greet my chief there. We are honored to have you here, chief. Thank you so much. Yes, I was shaking my head because I've never heard of anything that Emmerson Mnangagwa is doing. It's illogical, it's irrational, it's unprecedented, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal. There's no country, there's no precedence, to what the Zimbabwean government is trying to do. It's just if I use my O-level and A-level economics, it just tells you that this will not work. It has never worked anyway. We have never heard about it. And even if you look at our constitution, there's no law that supports what Emmerson Mnangagwa is trying to do. It's common knowledge. I think Honorable Tendai Biti has spoken to this and has tried to advise the government that you cannot have a sustainable currency that is not backed by production. Any currency that you introduce in any country must be backed by production. There is zero production in Zimbabwe. Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF have destroyed all the industries that used to produce. I think there is a list that is going on social media. You can have a look at that list. Over 30 companies have closed down in Zimbabwe, to name just about a few. You know about Melini in Mulawayo, G&D Shoes, Olivin, Lever Brothers, Textiles, Johnson & Johnson. I don't know how many mining companies have also closed down. So, you know, if you do not have production in a country, then it means you will never have a stable economy. I don't know what kind of business Mr. Charumbira is talking about, where you can bring your own money in a briefcase and open a business. the tax shop, maybe, but there's no business that will operate without a proper banking and monetary system. You can't have that. You need to borrow money to pay your workers. You need to borrow money to you know, buy machinery, equipment, you know, finance invoices, capital injection, and all that. You will need a bank, and you will need to borrow money. So I don't know what environment the government is creating. It's the responsibility of a government to create a conducive environment that will allow or attract business people to go and invest in that country. Right now, you can see that there is no conducive environment. This is not a conducive environment. No sane man would take his millions to Zimbabwe and invest at the moment. You know, that person, because I wouldn't go to a country where I can't bank my money. If I bank it tomorrow morning, it's the current has been changed and the money has been taken over by the government.
But the government is saying you guys are actually playing around with the US dollar and you are busy not trading in the black market. So they're trying to stem that. So they're trying to stop it. So maybe on your own, Mr. Sokora, would you open a business in Zim right now?
No, I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't recommend anyone to do that. It's madness. You know, you would not go and put your money in a black hole like that in a country that has 95% in inflation rate. Who would do that? If you go on social media right now or just on Google, you see that our inflation rate was 61% 2 weeks ago, and in just 14 days, it has risen to 96%, 61%. Now it's 96%, the highest in the world. Even Venezuela, one of the poorest countries in the world, doesn't have that kind of inflation. So when that happens, it means obviously prices will go up. Nobody has any confidence in the money that you are using or in the economy or in the ways that you are trying to arrest the inflation, like what the government is doing right now. Mr. Charumbira is saying that they are doing this to arrest the inflation, but it's not. You know, we have to go to the fundamental issues that are causing the inflation in the first place. Let's deal with our economy. Let's deal with the issue of production. Let's make sure that we have sustained in that company. You know, let's reopen our companies that were closed down or shut down by mismanagement of this government. And this is exactly what CCC, what our Honorable Tendai Biti has been advising the government. Let's dollarize the economy. You know, we can't have our own man right now. And when we're saying let's dollarize, we're not saying it's forever. We do that so that we stabilize, you know, our macroeconomics and microeconomics. You know, we get back our companies to start producing.
Thank you.
And then we can now reintroduce our own currency.
Thank you.
At the moment, Zimbabwe cannot sustain its own currency because there's zero production. There's no industry that is functioning. Right now, we are farmers are supposed to be planting. You know, it's a farming season. And that money, they are supposed to be borrowing money to do that. That facility has been taken away. So it means we're only going to be in a worse situation, you know, 6 months down the line.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Maybe
yes.
Now we can switch over to
before we go to Chief Ndiwena, I just wanted to ask these two gentlemen who came in later. Chief Ndiweni suggested that since it's a matter of urgency, the government should do away with the Zimbabwe dollar and go to South Africa and talk with Pretoria on how Zimbabwe can use the rand and also do the same with a DC to use the same dollar. What's your take, Mr. Charumbi?
Yes.
Well, the background noise.
Yes, I think we can mute maybe, Mr. Tokora.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, it's not Mr. Zokora. I don't know who is that. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Charumbi.
You can't hear me?
No, we can hear you.
You wanted me to start?
Yes, go ahead first, yes.
Thank you. 30 seconds. No, thank you. And, yes, I did not recognize that. I didn't do any was
with us. I want to greet him and my regards to his family. We love you, Chief. We worked with you, and we still love you. You know that. Right. I think what the Chief said, it's a good way. It's a good way of reviving our economy. But there is an issue of identity, where each country should be identified by its own flag, by its own currency. When tourists are flying to Zimbabwe, they want to know what currency we are using there, the same way we do when we go to UK and to Europe and to America. So I agree with him partly, but the issue of identity to me will be a problem, because I wouldn't know how long we can do away with other currencies of other countries without ours. But I think I'm not going to take long, as I want to chip in on the issues where Jokora was saying, you know, the mismanagement. I think what we need to know, especially his part, the two gentlemen that he was talking about, if you are patriot enough, you would not advocate for sanctions. Sanctions are the reasons why those companies have been closed. They were closed because of regime change, and you know that. So for you to try to sweet talk Zimbabweans and try to run away from the fact that all these big companies that you're talking about, they were not Zimbabwean-funded companies. These were Anglo-American companies. They were, you know, European companies who were actually influenced by MTC to run away from Zimbabwe so that you can choke the economy. So like I said to you, you know there's xenophobia in South Africa. You are, your hands are dirty for that. You are the ones who have made Zimbabwe to suffer, children of Zimbabwe to suffer, to leave the country when they are now dying, and now you're blaming the government. You cannot continue to play those tricks to Zimbabweans. That's the reason why people keep rejecting you, even on the elections. You can see what we have just done in Mount Darwin. We are coming, we are not stopping. ZANU-PF is going to win these elections, and we invited you to come and sit in the parliament as an opposition leader. Exactly what the United States does, and everywhere in the world, all these developing countries, they are growing and their economies are sustaining because the opposition sits with the government to make sure that the economy and all the political issues of the country can be done with in a proper way. But you choose to say, I don't want to sit with the government. I want to do it my way. And then you go around and you backbite the government and you call those friends of yours to renew these sanctions. So why don't you also take time to honor what you have done? You have caused so much pain, so much affliction to the Zimbabwean community. I don't think even God in heaven, even our forefathers are smiling at you. The reason why you will see that you never step to power in Zimbabwe, it
Thank
is
you.
Because of what you are doing. You are not doing it to ZANU-PF, but you are doing it to Zimbabwe.
Thank
Remember,
you,
we took this country, our blood, people's, their blood was spoiled, was spilled for you. Now say, take the country back to independence, we will go and get it. You mean people who died in Chimoyo, you don't care about them. They died for nothing. You go again and you say, we don't care about independence.
Thank you, Mr. Zimbabwe is not
independent. MGC or CCC, what you are doing is not Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Let's
I'm going to... Thank you.
Yes, let's hear from Mr. Jokora. Mr. Jokora, 30 seconds.
Just a few weeks ago, Standard Chartered Bank pulled out of Zimbabwe. And ZANU-PF was here saying that they pulled out because of sanctions, just like what Chambui Charumbira is vomiting here. Standard Chartered Bank pulled up on business reasons, that they were no longer making as much profit as they should be making, and they relocated to a neighboring country, Zambia, that is a conducive environment. Now, I want to ask Ms. Charumbira, why would a bank continue to exist in Zimbabwe if they are no longer lending money? Banks are in business to make money, and the best way that they remain in business, that they make money, is by lending money and charging interest and getting their profit out of there. Right now, any bank, as we are speaking, can take their bags and go. And ZANU-PF and Charumbira will continue to blame sanctions. It's not about sanctions. It's about mismanagement of the economy. It's about bad decisions. Decisions like the one that Emmerson Mnangagwa has just made are decisions that will drive away banks, that will drive away companies, because there are no companies that will survive without borrowing money. So they can come here and blame CCC and blame everyone except themselves. CCC has never advocated for sanctions anyway. Nobody has ever asked for sanctions the is just hiding behind the finger. They know what is still the economy. They know that they are stealing millions. You know, corruption is the one that has killed our country. We are losing billions of dollars every year because of mismanagement and because of massive corruption that we see every day that the government has failed to arrest nobody. After all the billions that we have lost, nobody has been arrested for corruption. Even Robert Mugabe himself, the good one good thing that he did before he died was to tell the world that we have lost $16 billion. That has never been accounted up to today. What can you do with $16 billion? It can change the cost of lives of Zimbabweans. $16 billion is a lot of money. So that is what is killing Zimbabwe. That is the biggest sanction that we have in Zimbabwe, not what we are hearing from Charumbira and ZANU-PF.
Yes, we understand you. So I don't know whether Chief Dweni is still there. Babu Dweni,
He disappeared. Ngoba makuza chikathesi kuyiwa kuma elections kuthiwe khona amabhanga asevalwa amabhanga awangasaboleki abantu yabona kusuka kube nzima. Mina I'm not a political person, ngiwumuntu nje owesintwini, but ngiyafuna ukuthi uluntu lwami luphatheke kakuhle ngoba wonke umuntu yikho akufisayo ekuphileni, kodwa ungathi kuyasiphika. Nxa kuzathiwa amabhanga ayavala amabhanga awasaboleki abantu, to me, vele, that sounded like a closing nation. So, angikwazi ukuthi sizathu sokuthi kube ngaleso simo. Yebo, ngiyazi ukuthi ukuba bayayiboleka abantu, bangayiboleka bayithinithini. But angithi laba bayithinithini ngaba vele sebeyiphiwe already. Ngivume yini ukuthi khona kuvalelwa abazayiboleka bayithinithini, kube ngithi kuvalelwa omunye layo sebonile ofuna ukungena la yenze leyo bhizimusi ukwenzela ukuthi laba bavele sebekule i-black market yokuthengisa imali baprofite bebalutshwane bebodwa. Ayisiko oppression yini to the rest? Ngoba kahle kahle nxa kuyukuthi sinodubo lokuthi abantu bathengisa imali ku-black market, when the government needs to find a competitive way of beating those people in this, stopping that. Not ukuthi kuthiwe khona sekuzayenzwa into ezenza ukuthi khona sivale amabhanga. Kuvalwa kwamabhanga kwehlisa ilizwe vele international status yayo. Bese kuzokuthi okwesibili mina okungikhathazayo, indaba leyo ukuthi kuthiwe khona i-economy, i-diaspora is contributing a certain percent, kahle kahle vele yithi social welfare department phela yeZimbabwe. Fully everywhere. From Limpopo to uzuyefika khonale eVictoria Falls, i-diaspora yi-social welfare yelizwe khathesi. Kwana kuphela ukuthi basinike amahhofisi, siziranele amahhofisi e-social welfare and look after our people. Kodwa at the same time sithi sisenza umsebenzi omkhulu kangako, asivunyele ukuthi sivote silapha esikhona. Asingeke sivote. So we are not valued. The only thing that is valued is what we bring in. That is very, very, very unfair. Kube sekuzokuthi okwesithathu into engizwise ubuhlungu to the last degree. Zenzakele izinto elizweni zibuya zisedlula. Into yokuthi kuhambe kuyehwaywa umduli e-airport yeZimbabwe, kususwe ihawu, just ihawu. In this time and era, 21st century, uhulumende avunga ukuthi kuthiwe kususwe ihawu simply because it symbolizes. Akusatshiwo lokuthi amaNdebele, kusetshenziswa i-divide and oppress. Kuthiwe khona ihawu selingelamanguni. Ihawu nxa lingelamanguni, kungakabuya umbhobho wamakhiwa, amashona abesebenzisani to protect themselves empini, bebesebenzisa amahlamvu nezigodo yine Kumbe, we all use the ihau. The only difference is that Amanguni, they prospered ehawini, la selling at you twangi labo, but ihau is for us all. Alila msutu, alila kalanga, alila ndebe. Kumbe, so na his card, so uti skundisane, ubanzi, lulu uti kube uta ula manguni, ula makalanga, ula mandebele, ukuzabantu babuse. Let we continue voting for such people that are dividing us for our personal gain. Umehluko ungapi kanti vele phakathi kweshona le kwenza kube lobuhlungu obungaka umuntu fomsho
siyakuzoba ngonje leyo simisa iphatha ngolwesihlanu ehawu sitshaye siphothekale so ngiyakucela just 10 seconds ukhuluma ngakhona ukuthi wena ungwakho can you invest in Zimbabwe right now in English?
I've invested a lot, but I'm regretting. I'm even thinking of liquidating my assets and I'm going to invest in emotional stability. I've invested a lot, too much. But I can't, any further because in Yagisim Nani, being invested in City Lapolungela corner, Lamgum Fitte, Ilizuelami, and we are going to live in the Sandra Parat. What do I need to do? I'm going to buy the business. Zabe Nitata in Fire. Who knows which bank is closing next? As it is very forex, I send you to we bank. We turn not to account with them tetras in Kuluane. A witchy tin, a wee fabia, or say keep you, we keep her, sit her, you know, at her tongue. The whole thing just doesn't make sense.
Yes,
thank you so much, Mama. Yes, Gibbs, I think Mr. Charumbira Vusango needs to respond. I see him taking notes. Mr. Vusango, you heard what Mrs. Tole just said. What's your take?
No, I do understand her frustration and whatever she said. But like I said earlier, I think she wasn't there that this is a temporary measure. Temporary measures are such that when COVID started, we were told to put on a mask, which was very difficult. And we had to sanitize. We don't have to touch our nose and our mouth. And we did all that, and it made a lot of populations to be alive today. Measure, and as you know, this measure has never been placed on our country before. There's no country that can sustain if this is going to be permanent. So it's a temporary measure. We are all frustrated about it, but we have to be here with the government as they're trying to restructure the financial sector. And the way that the money is being traded, even on the black market was coming up again because of the way that this system was going on. So, yeah, it's a temporary measure, and it's going to be removed very soon. Yes,
sir. They are making money out of indaba mask. If it was not there to benefit anybody. Izolo lo umfana ubebanjiwe esiyakwemukela umntwana wesikolo sebanjela ukuthi kuthiwa wehlisa imask ukuze akhulume efonini in the open okule social distancing kodwa ayevalelwa kuseli okuku-closed space labantu abangatestwanga ukuthi bale corona or not.
Yes.
Everything that is happening in that nation has no care for humanity. Siyacela ake lizame ukungcono be.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Mankonjeni siye kubaba ke uNdweni. Babu Ndweni nxa ungezwa khonapho ke sesifisa ukuthi sigqibele uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. So in conclusion, Baba Ndweni, ubona zani ilizwe liyangaphi ngokubona kwakho nokuvota i-diaspora vote amafutshane sibili 1 minute baba
njengoba liyezwa baba imakikhona.
Yes, siyakuzwa.
Yes, very very quickly, very quickly lapha nxa sikhuluma iqiniso baba Dube into ekhona kumele siyivume sonke noma umuntu uvela ku-political party yiphi. Silabantu bethu abadlula 5.5 million ku-diaspora. Whether you like it or not, they must be allowed to vote. Ngikhuluma ngendlela leyo, angibakhombisi, I'm not directing them to vote for A, B, or C. No. I'm saying to vote, period. There's no country that can have 50% of its electorate excluded because they're in the diaspora. Back in the 1970s, all political parties said one man, one vote. There was no question of saying only if you're in Zimbabwe. It was one man, one vote. Let's do that. Sinyenza konoku baba, indlela izaqonda.
Yeah, in terms of just briefly. kono.
Yes, there's a huge need, a vital need, that we all come to the same table and we agree that we need the diaspora vote. There are over 5.5 million Zimbabwean citizens, our daughters, sons, fathers, uncles, in the diaspora. We must give them that vote so that at least our country can go in the right direction. The French used to have a saying during the revolution, which said, no taxation without representation. The governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe took over 1.5 billion US dollars last year from us, the diaspora, and taxed that, which means we must now be allowed to vote.
Thank you very much, Chachonga.
Thank you so much. Yes, that's the same here with Washington, D.C. No representation, no taxation. Let's hear from Mr. Tawanda Zokora, Citizens Coalition for Change, Chairman for North America. Mr. Zokora. Hello, Zokora. Looking very busy.
Yes, Zokora, can you hear?
Zokora, can you hear? Yeah, I think he's not hearing us. Maybe let's go to Mama Sipiwe and hear from Miss Mama Sipiwe. Go ahead.
In conclusion, Mama.
In conclusion, I agree with Uthi ubabundiweni uthini. Because vele ukuthi sivote kulilungelo lethu. We shouldn't be begging that from anybody. Ngoba mzana ubaba lo mama engizala bese Zimbabwe akula umuntu ahanja wacinga. So mina I'm purely Zimbabwean. Kuyimele amalungelo ami okuba liZimbabwean angahafulwa by anybody at all. Especially considering ukuthi we didn't leave our motherland sifuna. Sisuswe indlala, sisuswe ukudubeka because abakhokheli bethu bebenganelisi ukuthi basenzele a conducive environment. Yebo ngiyayizwa ukuthi ama sanction could be a reason. Lo ama sanctions a reason. Kodwa united and standing together, we could have come up with something better. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi bona babusa ukusebenza i-divide and rule, instead of concentrating ngokuthini sibambane, siphakamise ilizwe lethu eliyi-one, yikho kusenza sibe silokhu siphala. Umsebenzi ukukhombana ngeminwe oyi-one ukhombe umuntu omkhombayo, bantu eyi-four ikhombe kuwe.
Go ahead, Gibbs. Thank you so much.
Yes, so Mr. Charumbira, so I think we've been hearing these sentiments from our guests. What's your take on all these, you know? Because at the end of the day, the problem, according to people here, is governance. Nothing else. So I think it's muted, Mr.
Yes.
Charumbira. Yes, Mr. Charumbira. Go ahead. We can hear you now.
Good, thank you. Yes, I think I'm glad the chief has said this because I like the statement that he said. It's not a partisan statement. It's a statement of, a very important person in our community or in our politics. So I like to hear such statements. Diaspora votes is for everybody in the diaspora. I'm a chairperson of ZANU-PF. I want diaspora votes for me and my family, you know, and all people who are also in the ZANU-PF party who are actually abroad. Votes for ZANU-PF. And those that are from other political parties, they can vote for whatever they like. So the issue that we have when we also...
20 seconds, Mr. Charumbira, 20 seconds.
Okay. The issue that we raised about the diaspora vote and the answers we got was that the government is not at a level of facilitating the diaspora votes because diasporans are actually found in almost every country in the world. And for us to set that up, it takes a lot of finances, whereby, again, the issue of sanctions hits back to the economy and the pocket of Zimbabwe to in order to facilitate diaspora votes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charumbira. Gibbs, as we always say, there is no extra time in this game of live talk. I think it's time for us to say goodbye to our guests, and you can name them, Gibbs.
Yes, with traditional leader, Felix Tlantiama Ngwendiweni, Mr. Tawanda Zokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Mrs. Piwe Nkonjeni Stole, who lives in Ireland, and Mr. Richard Charumbira of ZANU-PF, who lives in Canada. And signing off from Maryland, This is Kim Stewart saying good night,
and I'm Jonga Kandemiri.